Hello, what's up? Welcome to a new episode of Wealth Oasis. Today, I just have this idea, right, of how if it, like, you know, in this time and age where we are, man, like, there are all sorts of gimmicks left, right, and center of how you can make money really fast without having to work as much. And then, you know, everybody's just trying to see how they can, you know, if they can make money, you know. And I feel like that should not even be like, people shouldn't waste put their time and effort there, man. You know, I believe, like, especially like when you're young, man, the thing that you should be striving for every single day is self-awareness. And self-awareness, it comes in different, you know, shapes and forms. You know, it could be your career, your personal life, your health, your mental health as well, you know, your emotional state. You know, it counts for a lot, you know, and being self-aware, it really helps to kind of clarify the path that you're going to take and, you know, the things that you're going to do. Because, you know, once it's like, if a frog didn't know it was a frog and it instead thought it was, you know, some bird or something, you know, it wouldn't be able to do the things that it does. You know, like, there's this quote that says, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, that fish will think it's stupid for the rest of your life. But in reality, that's not really where it belongs or where it thrives. You know, you have to put yourself in an environment where you're able to thrive and reach, you know, your potential. And this is really something very critical about even like the education system. You know, the education system, it puts everybody in the same environment and accepts everyone to thrive. And when you don't thrive, they see you as a loser, like a nobody. I'm telling you, in this day and age, it's possible to be that student who had very poor grades. You know, it doesn't even matter if you had poor grades. There are some people who had good grades, but it's only that they were gifted with, you know, good memory. But, you know, that's not really what they're into. And, like, I would really encourage you to, like, take a moment to be alone and to, like, kind of just examine yourself, man. Ask yourself a few questions, like, where are you at the moment? Where do you want to be? What are things that you're most passionate about? And yes, I know that sometimes you might be passionate about more, you might be passionate about more than one thing. Sometimes even heck, more than two things. It could be even four things. The thing is, try them all out. For you could try all of, like, start down with, make a list. Start with the one that you're least passionate about, do it for a couple of months, see how things go, right? And then if things don't work out, do the next and the next, and then you'll find, like, after time, there's something that, you know, it's just going to stick with you. You know, for me, I think ever since I finished high school, man, I've tried different things, but I've always come back to the food industry. You know, there are things that I was passionate about before that were that seemed to be fancy. Of course, I had a liking for it, but you know, that was not really my true passion, that wasn't my true, you know, destiny as to what I was supposed to do. And I've ended up always thinking and executing things in the business, in the food industry. And it's all a matter of self-awareness, man. You know, I from a very, okay, I don't want to say early age, but, you know, a few years back, I decided, like, I was going to focus on food. But, you know, along the way, I got, you know, distracted by the, you know, gimmicks of how to make money quick. And I thought, hey, let me do this for a few months and then come back to food. But, you know, those things didn't turn out to be the way I expected, so I had to cut them out. You know, and it's all good, man. You know, I think I only lost was a few thousand, you know, a few thousands. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, sure, but you know, it is really part of the journey. And right now, my whole energy and focus is on the food industry. You know, I'm passionate about it. I'm, you know, I have just like intense, you know, psych whenever I'm close to food. And you know, it's really just building something around something that you love. And then obviously, once you become successful at it, you can try to infuse, you know, your other passions with it, you know, because at the end of the day, you only have this one life, man. You don't want to, you know, follow the status quo of staying in your lane, man. That's not something I really believe in. I believe in just experiencing every element of yourself, you know. I think sometimes we get too distracted by the labels we put upon ourselves and the whole saying of staying in your lane. I believe, you know, just try everything that you can, you know, in a smart way. Don't do it in a very foolish way that ends up having very bad consequences for you. It's all about experiencing each and every element and every passion that you have, but very wisely. You know, you wouldn't want to like risk your whole life just because you are passionate about something. You wouldn't want to risk losing your apartment, you know, losing your family, or just a passion that you have. It's all about doing things in a very smart and intelligent way. Plan yourself. It doesn't matter the age. I think sometimes someone gets to 30 and they think like time has passed them by, you know. I think in this day and age, you know, I feel like it's a good thing, like, the society isn't pushing for people to, like, get kids and get married early in their lives, you know, so meaning you can continue doing the things that you know, you can still continue experiencing and exploring elements of yourself without, you know, because there is time, man. You have time, man. Even if you're 30, man, can you imagine, like, if you lived till 90, man, you have another 60 years, you know. And if you could focus, like, you know, on you know, your particular craft, man, and you became a master at it, the opportunities are simply endless. You know, it's just amazing how with the internet and the opportunities that have availed themselves are just simply out of this world, you know. And it's all about looking into the future, you know, doing things. You have to do things, something that's obviously going to be practical, even when, you know, In the future, 5 years, 10 years, will it still be practical? You know, there's there's so many things that, you know, result into success, man. It's not like success. I don't believe success has been this one dimension thing that if you do this one thing, you're gonna be successful. Success is very multi-dimensional, man. There's so many different elements. You know, you have to have the right product, have the right distribution of your product. You have to have the right fucking product, you know, and give it to the right customer, you know, and serve it to the right market. You have to be persistent. You have to be ever innovative. You know, there's so many different elements that lead to success, and it's all a matter of just being self-aware, man. Looking into the future and bettering yourself each and every single day. I want to come to a close to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Tell me what you think. Please, if you liked it, please share it. Tag your friends. Tell them about it. I look forward to hearing from you, and I also look forward to creating more episodes in the future. Have a great day. Cheers.